the start of commercial oil production, Ghana continues to flare associated gas at the Jubilee field, which has 600 million barrels of proven reserves and a potential for about 1.5 barrels of oil. We bring you a news desk report.
The researchers enumerated the benefits of the gas infrastructure project in terms of saving costs of sole reliance on thermal energy supply and wood fuel in the form of charcoal. They stressed that given the economic benefits of the proposed gas transmission processing infrastructure, Ghana should make the construction of the project a priority to make gas a major source of energy in Ghana. A senior lecturer and head of the Oceanography and Fisheries Department of the Faculty of Sciences, University of Ghana, Dr. Francis Nunu, said it was out of concern of the environmental and social impact of the activities of the extractive industries in Ghana that the department sought a two-year funding from the U.S. State Department. He said the assistance would enable the department to undertake a series of research activities, including an exchange program with the U.S. to create awareness and influence policy decisions and enforcement of the socio-economic, environmental and health implications of the activities of extractive industries. He explained that under the exchange program, 22 Ghanaian professionals were dispatched by the department last year to the U.S. for a period of 4 months to study their best practices, after which similar number of participants were sent by the host country to Ghana for a similar research activity. Dr. Nunu said the seminar was to discuss the findings of the various research teams and recommendations forwarded to the various sector ministries, which include the forestry, fisheries, minerals and energy commissions for prompt policy action. He identified some of the recommendations by the team as the robust enforcement of the Renewable Energy Bill, which also focused on reducing reliance on wood fuel. Dr. Nunu said the findings suggested that Ghana is currently running the extractive industry at a loss as far as revenue and environment management are concerned, citing the current rate and state of deforestation, land degradation, depletion of the ocean and the ecosystem.
A news desk report.